o'clock. We're going to return to domestic matters now and to Coolock in Dublin. There was another fire at the former Crown Paints factory last night. It was put out quickly by the fire service. It's the fourth night in a row, though, that the factory has been set on fire. It had been chosen as one site to house over 500 people seeking international protection here. However, that choice has been met with opposition from some Coolock residents, and it has drawn in supporters of the far right and others who have responded with violence. On Sunday, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, and the leader of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou McDonald, spoke by phone about the situation after she had written an open letter calling for more talks with Coolock residents. A spokesperson for Mr Harris said they had a constructive conversation and agreed on the need for violence to stop and for those responsible to be brought to justice. However, it's understood that the government has no plans for any further meetings with community groups there. We're joined now by former Garda Assistant Commissioner Michael O'Sullivan. Michael O'Sullivan, you're very welcome to the programme. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is that the right approach, primarily a security one at the moment?
Well, it's all about the law enforcement issue. When you look at what's happening in Coolock, you have to look back to as far back as November, to the riots in November. And you've got to look at the way things unfolded there. It was obvious at that stage you had a large number of guards who weren't trained in public order training and had no riot helmets. So the sight of young guards standing on the Malahide Road, dodging rocks, wearing no protective clothing and not being trained, really, it's you know, these guards are doing the best that they possibly can. They're standing in harm's way very courageously. But I think the organisation hasn't learned anything since November. They could have issued them with helmets. They could have started a process of training for public order, because these type of incidents, we saw them in November, and they are going to continue, not just in relation to immigration, but the whole idea of public order, crowd control and riots. Because what you've got really is, you've got criminal thugs who have no political affiliations, really. They are simply, you've got to distinguish between rioters and legitimate peaceful protesters. These guys basically travel to wherever the next row is to cause mayhem, to injure police men and women, and to damage police vehicles and to set fires. So they are sort of a rabble of a crowd who have to be dealt with very proactively. But they're a feature of Irish society now, and they're going to pop up at the next incident whenever it happens.
But do you have a view on whether or not there should be a parallel talks process with community groups, with residents, alongside any security response for those responsible for the violence?
I don't particularly have a view on it. It's a matter between the government, and it's a matter between the various community groups. I have a view on the law enforcement issue of it, and the professional training of the police who are on the ground, who are being left short of equipment and training and left extremely vulnerable. Somebody's going to get badly injured down there. You can't continue policing a scene like that. Like, public order units are all great to get them in, but there's no permanent public order unit. It takes time to mobilise a public order unit who are men and women scattered throughout the city, trained in public order. Hence, you just can't press a switch and a public order unit will arrive in 20 minutes. Hence the delays, and hence the injuries and the confusion and chaos.
That lack of resources, the lack of equipment that they need as you see it, is that reflective, though, of a change in policy on policing situations like this?
Well, there was a policy decision made back around 99 or 2000 not to train every member of An Garda Síochána Síochána. Heretofore, every member of An Garda Síochána Síochána was trained, did a week's training in public order training, and were given riot helmets. Somebody made that decision back in the day. It was realised in November in the riots in O'Connell Street, which the guards lost control of, through no fault of their own. They were overwhelmed. And having seen that, nothing has been done to rectify the situation. You cannot put people out without the training and without the headgear to dodge rocks and petrol bombs. It's not professional.
So how do you change that then now, when we are in the middle of a situation? How do you change that policy with regard to policing situations like this?
Well, they've had 6 months to try and change it, and they haven't changed it, but they want to start changing it now. You have to upskill, take a section of the guards, upskill them in public order training, and issue them with helmets. At this point in time, what do you do immediately? Issue them all with helmets. It's quite simple. You cannot continue the way they're operating. It is not the guards' fault, and you cannot ask people to put themselves in harm's way very courageously and duck and dive when rocks come flying through the air.
Some commentators say that the Gardaí should treat the people who engage in violence as being part almost of a violent extremist movement. Do you agree with that? How would policing change if that were to happen?
That's a nice term given to criminal thugs. These are guys, and many of them are criminals, who go out and cause mayhem, who rob people, who break into houses, and they are not to be confused with the normal peaceful protesters. These are people who will go to wherever there's a row, and they have to be dealt with proactively. And there's a difficulty when the guards deal with them proactively. The guards are very conscious. There's a fear among the guards when they're on the ground in these situations, not a fear of the rocks and the petrol bombs, a fear of looking over their shoulder, because a system has now developed within Ungarda Síochána Conna, where if somebody gets proactive in the use of force, now all guards are trained in the use of force, when to use them and within human rights compliance, but if they get proactive and they end up on social media, or worse, they end up with a complaint against them, they know that they are in danger of being suspended. People have been suspended over the years at the drop of a hat and not reinstated in many cases. So people know that in a situation like that, the more proactive you are, the more you get on social media, the greater danger you are in of getting into trouble within the organisation.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Michael O'Sullivan, former Garda Assistant Commissioner, and the government says it does plan for further engagement with community groups in Coolock.